The creation of this new bank is not ordinary, and it demands that the taxpayer will spend 5.7 billion Ghana cedis to deal with the new bank. What it implies that the Public Financial Management Act requires that any time the government is going to borrow, the government needs to present the terms and conditions and the purpose of borrowing to Parliament for approval. And it is not clear in my mind whether government can all of a sudden establish a bank without recourse to Parliament. So these are the problems I have with this consolidated bank that we're talking about. The attempt to ensure soundness and stability of the banking sector is good, is in line with the requirements of the law, is the interest of the economy of Ghana. But the processes that we are seeing is not very clear, and that is provide some worry.
Now, I'm alluded to the fact that, you know, we need some form of stability in the banking sector. And this merger, as we have been made to understand, what sort of advantages does it portend to the economy or to the banking sector in general?
Well, I do not think that there is something so soon going to change, because if you listen to the Bank of Ghana governor, Unibank alone has created a hole of about 5.6. So if you go and take 5.7 billion, how are you going to clear the hole created by the other four banks? So it doesn't actually resolve the issues in the banking sector. We will continue to have a fragile bank. Remember, about 2 months ago, Bank of Ghana was giving directives to commercial banks to write off some of their non-performing loans. And there are accounting rules governing as to point and who should take a decision. So it is possible that these banks may want to look good and go and write off a lot of non-performing loans that are being carried, and that will actually create future for what is being created. Of course, we do know that jobs will be lost after they settle down. We know the standard commercial banking practices. You cannot just pack people into the branches of these banks. So definitely people will lose jobs along the line.
Head of Finance Department at the University of Cape Coast Business School, Professor John Gachi.